Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. How apropos for today's session. Here I am in the studio. The title of the show is Winter Walks in the Wild. I'm in the studio, glass enclosed, and it is snowing outside. And yes, I will get out into the wild after I'm out of the studio. And it's funny. Last night, we're coming back from basketball practice. So Gabby, sitting in her child seat in the back, and we're talking. She goes, man, it's going to snow tomorrow. I get to go out and play. I said, well, Gab, I'm joking with her. I go, one day when you own your own home and you have to go clean up first before you go out and play. She's going, no, you just clean up. It doesn't, and as far as she's concerned, it didn't matter whether it's an inch or 20 feet is though. Oh, you just clean up and then you go out and play. Well, I guess she's right, because even on those heavy snow days, I do clean up, get the tractor, the plow, and do whatever else we got to do. And then we do go out and play. But too many times, many people, they become groundhogs in the wintertime. Hibernation is not a choice for people who love the outdoors. They invented these new things that will keep you really warm in the wild. The invention, it's called warm clothes. Hey, we all know about that. I jest, but guess what? Staying warm is vital. Yes, we're going to discuss how to dress for the outdoors later in this show. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoorLot.com. Now, let's talk and start with your home. What can I do to, I guess, stimulate my desire to take that winter walk? Well, I'm going to say this. Set up a bird feeder. Yeah, I use seed bells, and we have some great shows out there that you can listen to, but don't go listen to those now because you need to hear this one. Now, the seed bell is the reason why they're less expensive and they last much longer. And I've noticed, after a snowstorm and I've plowed and shoveled and all that, I just grab my camera and I actually sit, because I have one of the seed bells about 10 feet right outside, little cherry tree right outside my front door. And I've got a little alcove there where I can just sit with my camera and I could shoot photography. And it's funny, I've been having this male downy woodpecker that comes right there. And right away, it's like I'm getting up close and personal, zoom lens with the animals in the outdoors. But it's like prompting me to say, okay, what can I go see? Like, how do I get out there? So as soon as it's over and the storm's over, well, I want to get out in the wild and do something. So I've identified something, and then I would get out in the wild and go, okay, so what else can I see about that down there, or whatever the animal happens to be? So I take my winter walks in the wild many times with a couple of my good friends, Jim and Karen. The first thing I do is check. Now, think about this. I check Jim's feeder when I get there because he lives in a mountainous region, much higher up in elevation than me, and the birds that he gets are very much different than mine. Jim, Karen, and I many times track migrating bald eagles. As the winter wanes on, we know of two local residents that set up and build a nest. So we get to watch them build a nest. Actually, we watch a few other eagles on the river build a nest. And then we get to watch them sit on eggs and, the whole process. So we get a few winter walks in search of eagles. Of course, sometimes a cameraman, he follows me around and films for Joey B TV. So he gets to get out there too. And if you ever want to watch any of my episodes, you can go to joeyb.tv. Well, you don't need to leave here to go there, but later on you could. There doesn't always have to be a destination. Sometimes I head to the Hatfield Swamp. When I get to a trail that I have to make a decision of right or left, well, it doesn't matter. And if I go back to my teens, hiking with my good friend Dave Z, his saying was, if you can't go right, you go left. Never understood it, but hey, we hiked and fished on many rights and lefts. And you know what? when I'm in the Hatfield Swamp, sometimes I'm just hiking along and, you know, whatever, like, it's the destination, isn't it? It's just being out there. So if we're going to walk, we should discuss footwear. Remember, winter footwear. Temperatures range around the country, and I know that varies. So you need to use appropriate footwear for you. Early winter, I use my hiking boots, but as soon as the first snows arrive, I put on my 6-inch 400 grain snow boots. The grain amount refers to how much Thinsulate, the product that keeps your feet warm, is in the boot. Well, as the snows begin to grow, I then switch over to my 12-inch, because it makes sense, where I could tuck in so I could even with gaiters on up to my knees. And my 12-inch are also 400 grains. You know, and if the snow gets too deep, well, I got, you know, as I said, the gaiters. I also have 800 grain boots too, but I'm going to let you know. My 12-inch, 400 grain, and again, you can get them at Ramsey and all these other places, and you just go check them out. Well, I'm going to let you know that cold nor snow should deter you from your winter walks. It is part of my exercise program. My deal, I always say this, is I want to do one exercise thing a day. It doesn't matter if it's the summertime. You said, hey, let's go play volleyball. Well, I go play volleyball. So it doesn't matter. But in the wintertime, sometimes, and again, if you live in a snowy region, you need to still find a way to get out there. And those winter walks are just great. Now, think about this. It's a beautiful, sunny, but cold winter day. Well, here's the difference. I could be on a treadmill, bored to death, or on a game trail, seeing what animals have visited there first. For me, I always take along a field guy on animal tracks. And I know, hey, by the way, I know animal tracks pretty well, but as Gabby and I were talking before basketball practice yesterday, and we were talking about, because she saw that I had notes. Hey, I'm coaching the team. She saw that I had notes, and she's like, well, but you know the game. And I was like, no. You've got to prepare. You've got to, and I said this, and I was serious. It's like, you always can learn more, and I always learn more at practice so that I can go and teach more the next practice. Well, my favorite field guides to take along with me are Tracks and Scat in the Wild of Animals, and I use one of the, I live in the upper Northeast where it's really cold, and it's by Dr. James Halfpenny and Jim Bruchak. They've written a book for each section of the country. Well, Dr. Halfpenny was my professor, and Jim Bruchak is one of my good friends. Do I use their books because of this? Yeah, I'd say so, maybe. But they are the masters of the outdoor tracking world, so there's a reason also for it. Now, tracking a red-tailed fox is special because it is one of my favorite wintertime animals. If you have not seen or photographed a red-tailed fox in the snow, you are missing one of the most beautiful animals in the wild. And I truly mean that. It's spectacular. Tracking animals in the snow is a great winter activity. Yesterday, before the snow, because it keeps snowing here, I made a big mistake. I went to the supermarket. I needed a few items. And then I realized the entire world showed up to buy milk and bread before the storm. How is it that, like, you know, they're not out there buying ingredients for like homemade soups and all this. And I get to the checkout line, and this is the line right next to the door with that sliding glass door next to the exit. And the cashier, he was freezing because the door kept opening and closing. And I said to him, you need a wicking layer. And he looked at me as if I just spoke in an ancient dialect of some lost language. And he said to me, a wicking layer? And he was thinking about W-E-C-K-E-N. I go, no. I translated it in English, and I said wicking, and I actually spelled it to him. W-I-C-K-I-N-G, wicking layer. And I told him about how a wicking layer works. And here's the deal. A wicking layer goes against your skin. What it does is it takes the moisture from your body, because, hey, you sweat. And I'm going to let you know, when you're out in the wild and you're doing some exercise, you will be sweating. And it takes that moisture and puts it from the inside of the layer to the outside of the layer. And if you don't know this, and I've spoken about this many times, that's the reason why you get cold, is when your sweat gets cold against your body, that's why you get cold. So you want to wick that moisture away. And then the next layer above that should be a fleece layer, because once again, it takes the moisture and puts it on the outside of that. So we are going to stay warmer in that. And again, there are all different fleece layers, and 200s work. 300s are really warm, so just something for you to think about as you're purchasing that fleece as well. And it doesn't matter the weather you're working. If you're working in a supermarket or you're taking time for that winter walk, these layers will provide warmth. And if it's really cold out, again, I was joking at the very beginning of the show and said, we invented clothes. Or well, we also have down, and the down number is referred to, and 600 is a really warm layer. You can get 700s and 800s. Mine, because think about this, because I'm properly layering below it, my 600 layer in the down just works real, real well for me. Now, another consideration, and we sometimes, I shouldn't even say sometimes, many times we forget about two things in the wintertime: hydration and energy. Because people go, it's in the summertime and people always talk about, make sure you hydrate. Well, how about the winter? Going back to the wicking layers, you will be sweating. I am letting you know that. And I, besides just filming on snowshoes, I filmed with my buddy Jim out in the backcountry, and we were testing the backpacks for Tranquility Mountain backpacks. And I am letting you know that if you are snowshoeing, you are dripping with sweat. I mean, it is the greatest workout. People think you just walk right on top of the snow, but yes, you do sink in a little bit, maybe sneak, and then you have to lift up and move. But hey, if Gabby and I are out on, and it's a hill we call the Gabby Joey Hill, and we're sleigh riding out there on Big Red, that's one of our sleds, and we're out there, well, I am letting you know by the time you go down the hill, which is the fun part, but then you walk up the hill in the snow, you are sweating there. So you need to hydrate. And my buddy Inspector Dave, who lives down the road, and he is the king of hydration, and I really mean this. And one of the things he does, if he is going out to shovel, and again, he's got the snowblower going, but there's still parts that you need to shovel, he takes a bottle of water with him and sticks it in the snow. Think about this. Your water is cold because it's in the snow. But I'm not joking, and I've gotten that habit myself about just making sure that I'm hydrating when I'm out there. I guess when this snowstorm is done and I'm out of the studio and back to the home and I am shoveling, it's not going to be a real big one. So the snow blower, snow plows, I'm looking now going, I don't know if I really going to need those. So that means shoveling and I'll be out there. Well, I'm also going to let you know that you need to have some type of energy. And I always bring some type of nuts and dried fruit. I create my own mix because, hey, I'm the organic guy. I eat like 99% of everything I eat is organic. This is great energy for a long winter walk. A cool part of the winter walk, get a cool part, winter walk, get a cool winter, is to find birds that have migrated to your part of the country. Now, think about this. Those birds are only there for a short time, so you want to enjoy them because sometimes you only see them for that little bit and then they're gone. Two of my favorites, the snowy owl, and I filmed a snowy owl piece for Joey B TV, but don't watch it now. Listen to this. But then if you go to Joey B, JoeyBe.tv, and you go into categories about birds, but if you just go type into our search bar, snowy owls, it pops up. And how about some of the diving ducks? Especially one of my favorites is the bufflehead. And really, really cool looking. Well, in my neck of the woods, they're only here for a short time. So when I'm out in that winter walk, heading near water, I want to check these out. I already spoke to you about the migrating bald eagles. Well, I get to see the eagles that are here during the year. And then when they migrate out, it's amazing the volume of eagles that migrates down from Canada. And you could also watch a show on those and listen to a podcast show on those here at Joey B Outdoors, Science and Nature. But don't go, because you need to, as you always say, you got to listen to this one first. And what's your new favorite one? So go out on your next walk and find one. So how about our Western listeners? And again, it's great. We are an international show. Got people from all over the world listening, but the bulk of it comes from our country. And our Western listeners, what about on your walks getting to see moose, elk, wolves, mule deer? And I named like a few of like my Western favorites. So I'm just mentioning those, but there's so many out there. And so what happens if you happen to be a city person? There are so many great city parks. Also, check out the many offerings outside the city. Like, this is the perfect reason for you to head out to get your winter walk outside of the city on the country or in the countryside somewhere. Two pieces of gear that you always need. binoculars, I call them binos, and a camera. Your backpack pair of binos. Now, here you go. If you're going out for a small little walk, a larger pair of binos works well. But if you're doing, and again, sometimes we do a longer walk, this and that, those backpack pair of binos, they just do well when you're on the move. The camera, photos. I post a photo a day, and we're on all the different social media outlets, the Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr, all this stuff here. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. And don't let the winter slow you down in your outdoor enjoyment. Prepare for the elements. That's part of it. Get some needed fresh air, because too many times we spend too much time in stale air indoors, not healthy. That's where all the sickness, and you've ever noticed that there's a lot of sickness that goes on in the wintertime. That is one of the major reasons. And you get outside to get some exercise, and you get to bring a few friends and family with you. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybe.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.